Right, one soup and one chicken pie.
Great.
Thanks, Sid.
Sorry about the delay. Frida dropped a frozen lasagna on her foot.
Oh, nasty.
Is she all right?
Yes. Kathy's taken her upstairs and is force-feeding her hot sweet tea. So I'm sure she'll live. Anything else I can do for you? Another drink?
I shall fall asleep if I drink any more.
Tired?
Just a bit.
Shall we go and sit over by the fire?
I'll tell you what you need.
About 17 hours sleep.
Exercise. It's true.
Sid, I've been heaving sheep about for the past 3 weeks. That's why I'm knackered.
No. It's got to be proper programmed exercise. And the more you do, the more energy you have.
Obviously works for you.
Afternoon.
Jolene, what on earth are you doing here?
I brought your coat back.
My coat?
You left it behind yesterday. At the gym.
Oh, right, at the gym, yes. Of course I did.
And how are Robin Hood and the Sheriff of Nottingham?
Huh?
Oh, and the panting, yes.
Yeah, we're fine.
Seems like years ago.
Yeah. A lot of water under the bridge since then, I said.
What?
Anyway, you mustn't let me interrupt your lunch.
Yeah, we were just going to sit over by the fire.
Good idea.
Yes, nice to see you again, Jolene.
And you.
Yeah, chop.
Ciao.
What on earth are you playing at?
What's wrong?
Walking in here unannounced like that.
Sid, I walk in here unannounced all the time.
Yes, but...
It would look kind of odd if I suddenly stopped coming. So, smile. Be cool. And get me a drink.
Eat your soup before it gets cold.
Okay.
And tell me what's going on between Sid and Jolene. Are you all right?
What?
Well, didn't you notice when she walked in? He practically jumped out of his skin.
What are you suggesting?
Well, suddenly from bouncing around full of energy, he got that rabbit frozen in the headlights.
Sid and Jolene.
Believe me, sweetheart, I know a two-timing man when I see one.
Well, I can't deny that you have a certain amount of expertise in the field.
Oh, touche.
But Sid, no way.